With spring around the corner, the college indoor track season is melting away like the winter snow. Ohio State took the Big Ten indoor title last weekend, and now the NCAAs are warming up in the bullpen. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to connect and help support the show at WWIB.com. A youthful Nebraska Cornhuskers squad wound up 10th on the women's side of the Big Tens and just have a few athletes now advancing to the NC2As. Huskers distance runner Erica Fryhoff, a junior from Hamilton, Michigan, is back with me from Big Red Country in Lincoln today on Sports and Commentary. Erica, you're not the only Fryhoff on the track teams down there. Older brother Mark is on the men's team, and you and younger sister Audrey on the women's team. How did this happen?
Yeah, it's really fun. We're all very different, but we're all like best friends. We actually live together, so it's like really fun. We all just push each other, and it's nice because we're originally from Michigan, so it's fun to be able to be away from home, but yet still together. And it's a neat experience.
So you're all three doing the same sport, running. How does this start in your family? Your dad, your mom, how about a grandfather, grandmother? What was the catalyst for you guys all becoming runners?
My mom ran in high school with her brother, and I have one other uncle that ran, but not really, no. I have two younger brothers, and they both run cross country and track as well. I don't know how we all ended up loving running. My older brother Mark started in sixth grade, and I kind of just followed in his footsteps, and we all just started to love it.
Yeah, and your bro Mark qualified for nationals last year, and I heard that was a big motivator for you, huh?
He's a very strong runner, and I look up to him a lot. Watching him qualify was just crazy. It was really exciting.
Yeah, so was he the Huskers' main recruiter for you, Mark?
Yeah. So I went on all his college visits with him. So as he was looking at the school more, I was exploring and like stuff. And then I ended up talking to the coach and just kept in contact from like my sophomore year. And so I kind of knew that I wanted to go to Nebraska after he decided to go here.
Okay. Huskers got to break ground on a fancy new $16.5 million track and field facility this spring. Tell me about your new house down there coming.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We're going to get a whole new facility. The track will be moved off campus, which is kind of sad, but it'll be really nice. And in its place is going to be a whole like new training table and life skills area, so hopefully it'll be really nice. And we're going to hopefully host track meets next year, I think. So it'll be a quick turnaround.
All right. Nebraska, of course, is football country. I mean, the big news is spring game coming up for the football team, but you feel like, Erica, that with this new facility, that track and field, your program's finally getting its due?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, the guys won the Big Ten indoor last year, so that was cool. We host a lot of indoor meets, and so that's fun. There, we get big crowds, so it makes it feel like pretty special when the whole town is cheering for you and everything.
All right, talking with Erica Fryhoff, the junior on the women's track and field team at the University of Nebraska, and the cross country team in the fall, and I know that you're in God's Word, Erica, so you know that Paul the Apostle talked a lot about running the spiritual race, running with determination, finishing the race with Jesus. How do you run the spiritual race down there?
Yeah, I would definitely say that running in college has strengthened my faith. It definitely makes it challenging. Each day, I personally struggle with wanting to be involved in like my church more and with groups outside of running. But you just have to realize that you're in cross country or track or whatever sport you're in for a reason, and the people around you are all a mission field, and you can reach out to them and develop relationships with them. And I've really tried to do that, and it's been fun just to get to see personal growth and growth on my teammates and stuff. And I think that just trying to be consistent and faithful and each day, not using an excuse of you're too busy to be involved in somebody's life and reach out to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like God is really moving on your team and changing lives there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have, like I said, a lot of young teammates. Our cross-country teammates, we have, 8 or 9 freshmen. And I just remember as a older or younger freshman, I looked up to the older girls a lot, and there weren't a lot of girls with strong faith, but there were a couple, and they really impacted me. And I just wanted to be that person to these new freshmen and just be intentional when I have conversations with them and have fun and build relationships and just share what I believe openly with them. And I think that they understand that.
All right, Erica Fryhoff of Nebraska Cornhuskers women's track and field team cross country in the fall. Thank you for sharing today, talking about your family and your faith today and new facilities there at the University of Nebraska. Appreciate it very much. We'll stay in touch. God bless you.
Thank you.